This is Jeff Petzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live. This 7th day of September, 2023, we begin with a blockbusting story. You've all heard the rumors that Obama was gay and Michelle is a tranny. We had a recent publication on American Greatness about the Obama factor by Lloyd Billingsley, talking about Obama's fantasy about making love to men. The true bombshells in the interview escaped notice by the establishment, however, and by politicians. In the Marathon interview, Garen Samuels showed much interest in the rising star, more interest in the rising star literary pretensions, where he's the author of Dreams from My Father, a story of race and inheritance, published in 1995, where the Kenyan Barack Obama comes to the University of Hawaii, marries American student Ann Durnham, and bequeaths his name to their American children before vanishing from his life. The Kenyan, this is supposed to be Barack's father, then becomes a nameless old man. Dreams of My Father was not a memoir. It was instead a multitudinous ways without question, a work of historical fiction. It featured many true-to-life figures and a bevy of accurately described events that had indeed occurred, but employed the technique and literary license of a novel. Most important composite character was the narrator himself, Barack Obama. Well, he was creating a work of fantasy to conceal his true identity. But we now have had a startling revelation, and this may have been among the unintended consequence of Fox cashing in Tucker, because Tucker is now going rogue in a big way by reporting all kinds of stories the mainstream would not otherwise hear. We would not hear from the mainstream, and they're going to do all they can to suppress. In particular, Tucker has now interviewed Larry Sinclair. For about 15 years or more, he's been seeking to get out the story of how he had snorted cocaine and had gay sex with Barack Obama on two occasions in Chicago when he had no idea who the guy was. Here's part of Tucker's interview. You've got to hear the whole thing. It's on my Twitter channel.
2004, the summer of 2004, Barack Obama gave a keynote address at the Democratic Convention in Boston. And when he walked to the podium, probably only a small percentage of people in the room knew how to pronounce his name. He was totally unheard of. No one knew Barack Obama. At the time, he was a state senator in Illinois. 4 years later, he once again spoke to the Democratic Convention, but this time as the nominee. Meteoric doesn't begin to describe it. How did this happen? Well, the outlines are fairly well known, though rarely talked about. A small group of Democratic donors, mostly in Chicago, decided that Barack Obama was their guy. He was the vessel for their ambitions. They paid for his campaign. They paved the way for his rise. He spent 2 years pointlessly in the United States Senate preparing to run for president in 2008. And of course, in the end, he won. But the question was, who was this man? Where did he come from? What did he spend his life doing before he became president of the United States? Well, the news media, whose job it is to answer those questions, spent the entire 08 campaign trying to keep you from knowing the answers. By Election Day, most Americans knew only one thing about Barack Obama, other than he was handsome and a good communicator: hope and change. But they knew nothing about him, his origins, what he believed, and legitimate questions about those facts were turned away, as they often are, with the claim, "That's a conspiracy theory. You're crazy. Shut up." One of the most interesting moments in the 2008 campaign occurred when a man like Obama himself came from out of nowhere to recount his experiences with Barack Obama, the man. His name was Larry Sinclair, and he told an amazing story. He said that in 1999, he had encountered Barack Obama in Illinois, had sex with Barack Obama, and then used cocaine with him.
Sinclair went on to make these claims publicly at the National Press Club in Washington, to sign a sworn affidavit and to take a lie detector test. But he was dismissed. In fact, he was attacked. Obama's shills like Ben Smith with Politico batted the claims out without refuting them. They're absurd. And the rest of the media followed suit. But the claims weren't absurd. We're not claiming they're true, but they were certainly credible. This was a firsthand account of Barack Obama's behavior by someone who was willing to sign a sworn affidavit to that effect. So the question is, whatever happened to Larry Sinclair? What's his life been like since? That's an interesting story. It turns out Larry Sinclair is still alive. He lives in Mexico, but today he's in our studio and we're happy to have him. Larry Sinclair, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Where did you meet Barack Obama?
It was by accident. I was in the Chicago area in 99 for Lee Duke's graduation from the Naval Academy.
Who's Lee Duke?
He's basically my godson.
Okay.
I had hired a limousine service.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you live in Chicago then?
No. I was actually living in Colorado. I had flown in the night before.
Okay.
So I had hired a limousine service, had made it the driver aware that if Lee couldn't leave the base, because once they graduate, some of them actually get their assignments and they're shipping out and they can't leave the base, that I was still interested in going out, and had asked the driver if he knew anybody that was available that might want to show me, you know, Chicago. And he said he did. So
who was the driver?
His name was Jameer Multani. It was with Five Star Limo.
So you're just a guy who's in town for the night, and it sounds like you're looking to party, actually.
Yeah.
That's what you're really saying.
Yeah. Well, I was in town for a few nights, but yeah, I was definitely looking to party. And
did you make that clear to the driver?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was no misunderstanding.
How direct were you about that?
Extremely.
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 Okay.
Yeah. There was no doubt what I was looking for.
Okay.
And he picked me up at my hotel in Gurnee and drove into Chicago, pulled up in a bar outside, and there's this guy that's introduced to me as Barack Obama. It was literally that casual. That
had you ever heard of him?
No.
Did the driver know him?
Yep. The driver definitely knew him because the driver said that he was a friend.
Interesting. How would the driver be friends with Barack Obama?
I only found out later, dealing with a reporter from Bloomberg News, that apparently the limousine company had been doing business with Tony Resco, that at the time was somehow affiliated
was
with
in
Barack
Obama's
Obama.
Orbit. Yeah. Yes. Interesting. So he knew Barack Obama. And in his view, Barack Obama liked the same kind of party you were looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. So sex and drugs, in other words.
The sex part I wasn't so sure about until, of course, you know, you make your move, but it became obvious very quick. The coke part I thought was interesting because of the way that I had brought it up.
So I'm stepping on your story. So you pull up, and I apologize. So you pull up to this bar. The driver is basically scouting some dude for you to hang out with.
Correct.
There's this guy, Barack Obama. Have you ever heard of Barack Obama?
Never. We're having drinks. I mentioned the fact that I could use something to wake up. I was extremely exhausted.
So you went into the bar?
Yes, sir.
What kind of bar was it?
I'm trying to remember. I've been trying to remember the name. I know that the glasses had three X's on them. Because I remember taking one home. For a friend of mine.
Well, but, I mean, generally characterize it. Was it,
it was a working class bar, strip bar? It was upscale, quiet, wasn't really that really didn't have a lot of energy to it. It was more relaxed, more like a lounge as opposed to somewhere where people would go and get loud and crazy.
Yeah.
Which made it easier to talk. But like I said, when I brought up the fact that I could do something to wake up, he immediately knew what I was referring to, had made it clear that I was looking for coke, and I really was, and had made the suggestion that he knew where we could get it, and we left to go get it.
Interesting. Did he say what he did? for a living?
No. I had no idea that he was a representative in the Illinois House. I had no idea he was in politics. I just knew that he was supposedly married and at the time was going through some issues with the marriage.
So he said that?
That was made clear. Yeah.
Huh. Did he say what kind of issues?
No.
Remember? No. So you said, I'm looking for someone to wake up. He knows you're referring to cocaine. I know where to get it. What happens next?
We get back in the limo. The driver takes us wherever it is that Barack had instructed him to take us. I had given Barack $250 to pay for coke. He gets out, comes back. I start putting a line on a CD tray to snort.
And you're in the limo.
Yep.
Driving or parked?
No, the driver's driving.
Yep.
I start to put a line on a CD tray. And I just happened to notice that he pulled something else out of his pocket. And next thing I know, he's got a little pipe and he's smoking. So I don't have an issue with it. I mean, some people smoke, some people snort.
Smoking the cocaine.
Yes. So as I'm doing a line, I just start. This is the part where you kind of make your move to see where things are going. So I just started rubbing my hand along his thigh to see where it was going. And it went the direction I had intended it to go. So the night became somewhat active sexually and drug-wise in the limo.
So you hit on him. Did he seem shocked by that?
Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, if you're smoking crack with a stranger in the back of a limo, like, you got to imagine things are going to go crazy places.
Well, not only imagine it, I look at it this way. I've done a lot of crazy things in my lifetime. I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I pretty much know whether or not I can move in a certain direction with an individual. I didn't feel that I was going in the wrong direction. I just wasn't so sure how much I could trust the individual at first. And that was probably one of my bigger concerns. But the fact that I was already becoming somewhat buzzed, you kind of throw caution to the wind.
You weren't sure you could trust the individual. What does that mean?
When you meet someone out of the blue and you go to a level that you're doing drugs with, or you're giving money to purchase drugs, or even for sexual activity, you have to be sure that you can trust them. And when I say trust, I mean that you're not going to end up being robbed, or that you're not going to end up having a knife stuck into you,
right,
you know, from one direction or another, or that you're not going to pull up somewhere and all of a sudden the car door is going to open and you got five people pulling you out of it.
So
that's what I mean when I say trust someone.
And you've been around at this point in your life, big time.
Yeah.
Right. So probably not your first time in a situation like this.
Not at all. And that's why I said I pretty much know where I can go and at what point.
So you start rubbing his leg and I think I was being totally blunt with you, like a man who's not into gay sex would be like, whoa, sounds so bad.
Trust me, if it was something that you were not interested in, and you're right, I've had guys that I read wrong that would literally try to break your hand.
For sure.
If you went in that route. So it's not like this was something that he wasn't into. It's not something that he was shocked by.
Yeah.
Shocked by, you don't get excited and you don't unbutton your pants and you don't just sit there and let it happen.
Yeah.
So it definitely wasn't Barack's first time. That much I'm absolutely certain of. And I would almost be willing to bet you it wasn't his last.
So so you performed oral sex on Barack Obama.
You did.
In the driver's up front?
Yep.
And he's cool with this?
The driver has the partition up. He didn't have a problem with it. He didn't put it down for any reason.
I mean, he kind of set up the whole thing for this in the first place.
Exactly. And I have a funny feeling he had no bones to pick with it as far as what took place.
Yeah, there's a lot more going on in the interview. You really have to hear it. You can find it, among other places, on my Twitter account, at Jim Thatcher. Turns out that Barack showed up at his motel the following morning to do it again. when eventually he was, I think, in Mexico, when he was watching the Democrat National Convention, when this guy came up to speak at the podium, and he was just floored because it was Barack Obama. And he told some friends there, hey, I blew this guy twice. Now, what surprised me in many ways, I mean, a lot of aspects of this are very consequential, including that he had tried to inform the Democrat Party about his experience. The Democrat Party had someone from Reverend Wright's Church, where Barack had been an active member, active in more senses than one, having sex with two or three or possibly more of the members of the church. One of them actually called him, Larry Davis, as I recall his name, to tell him they weren't going to go with the story. They weren't going to reveal either the coke or the sex. Larry Davis wound up shot five times in the back. His mother is convinced that it was to cover up for Barack Obama. And I think she's got it right. And there were two other members. These were like choir kids. And they also wound up dead. These were other people with whom Barack Obama had had sex. And I think all this as a background lays a foundation for further confirmation, my conjecture that he, in fact, got into a gay sex argument with Tafari Campbell, his chef out there in Martha's Vineyard. Notice how the mainstream is trying to bury the story. Well, I think it's going to be revived here because you had Tafari Campbell drowning in 3 feet of water when he was an accomplished swimmer. He could have saved himself by standing up. We have the report, actually, he was hit in the back of the head. His blood sample has disappeared, and I'm convinced that's because it would have shown they were maybe smoking or snorting cocaine or other, you know. Brock wound up with these bandages on his hand and a black eye the following day. This is a Paul Pelosi-type thing, where Paul wound up with his skull fracture after having an argument with his friend David, which appears to have been done with a dildo shaped like a hammer. They're pink. You can buy them on Amazon.com for $95. And if it were loaded with batteries, it would be pretty substantial. It even appears JonBenet Ramsey was killed by her mother by hitting her with a heavy flashlight after she went to bed. And very, very sad. In any case, I think there's a whole lot here. It surprised me the most that both Larry Sinclair and Tucker at this late date seem to continue to believe that Michelle Obama is a woman. I guarantee you 100% Michelle Obama is a man. I did a lot of research on this subject before I went with it publicly, which I've done for quite a few years now. I cannot abide liars, phonies, and fakes. And what we're going to have with the Democrat Party, they've been planning to put Michelle on the ticket, either in first or second place. They got to get rid of Kamala and Joe. Even if they're planning to steal the election, they can't steal the election with an implausible candidate. I think the honest-to-God poll ratings for Joe are probably less than 10%. And Kamala is widely regarded as the worst vice president in history. So there's no possible way they can steal the election and claim it's because everyone loves Joe. Everybody despises Joe. So there's a way they're going to get Kamala out perhaps first. They're going to get Gavin Newsom in. I think they're going to move up Evan and bring in Michelle. But this is now very complicated. And right back.
Help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Destroy America. If you were in control of the government and that were your objective, it's always been George Soros' dream to destroy America before he dies. One of the most effective ways would be to open the border. Biden's not only opened the border, he's welded it open in Arizona. Welded it open. Jean Pierre is embarrassing herself shamelessly by claiming that Biden has done a great job with the border. Listen to this. Karine Jean-Pierre says Joe Biden has done more to secure the border than anyone else. I mean, this is shameless. Meanwhile, Mike Adams on Twitter is talking about some of the measures Obama's taken. This is really unbelievable. Red alert. Bioweaponized mosquitoes dropped on migrant invasion camps in Panama as disease vector delivery system targeting USA. Get this. Meanwhile, Liberty Safe commits corporate suicide by colluding with FBI against its own customers. Boycott Liberty Safe, never buy their products again. RFK Jr. says CIA runs Rolling Stone, Daily Beast, Washington Post, and other controlled media. Bioweaponized mosquitoes are being dropped on migrant camps in Panama. Malaria and encephalitis, brain swelling, are among its symptoms. Treasonous Alejandro Mayorkas, who's the head of the DHS, funded the migrant invasion camps. migrant invaders are being sickened before they make their way to the United States. Human vessels, they become human vessels and carriers for the next round of biological warfare against the American people before the 2024 election. USDA and FDA are placing heavy new restrictions on food imports to worsen famine and increase starvation. The former Malaysian Prime Minister warns of the West's global depopulation scheme involving coercion, invasions, revolutions. The dollar will collapse into hyperinflation as the Fed must print currency to buy up U.S. debt. Expect food prices to nearly double in the next 12 months. Those holding dollars will lose everything. Those holding gold and silver will preserve their assets. Those are warnings coming from Mike Adams, and while I would agree, Mike can be a bit of an alarmist, I certainly think he's right on the vast majority of those claims. Meanwhile, what's become California's hottest new tourist attraction? A doom loop tour of Democrats' destruction. Get this. Last month, Democrat poster boy Gavin Newsom made some hilarious claims that the Democrat-led downfall of America is merely a figment of our imagination. The California governor argued conservative media is putting out the illusion that blue cities are facing major issues like crime, homelessness, and poverty. Well, it's just illusion. How do you explain this, Gavin? In his own state, tourists have been lining up for Doom Loop Tour to witness the crisis firsthand. Focused on highlighting the urban decay of San Francisco, visitors are signed up en masse to take part in a guided tour hosted by a local resident who has lived through the city's decline. The tour promises to show residents exactly what happens when you have years of unchecked ultra-liberal policies as San Francisco has had. Discover the policy choices that made America's wealthiest city the nation's innovative leader in housing crisis, addiction crisis, mental health crisis, and unrepentant crime crisis. Newsom can try to convince the people this crisis doesn't exist all he wants, but the reality is it does, and it's worse in his own backyard. This is no illusion. Democrats are destroying everything they touch, and the golden boy Gavin Newsom is certainly no exception. There's a video that goes with it, but bear in mind, this is the guy. This is the man the Democrats want to lead their slate in 2024. Believe me, it will not be Joe Biden. And I think at the very least we'll see a scenario outlined by Jonathan Turley where Biden pardons Hunter and then withdraws from the 2024 election. He will not be a part of it. I guarantee you 100%. Don't let yourself be played. Meanwhile, in Lahaina, where are the missing school buses? 15 school buses have simply disappeared. We have video of the 12 long school buses missing and two or three short ones. I'm suspecting that they didn't just send the kids home so they would die in the flames and not be able to become heirs to the land that would be contested legally then, that they have been sex trafficked, child trafficked. They're making money out of the kids right now.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, speaking of liars, phonies, and frauds, John Kerry, of all people, has been addressing an African climate summit which make calls for a carbon tax on the world's richest nations. Economic success must have a price, and a global tax on carbon emissions can help redress Africa's chronically low gross domestic product rates, Kenya's President William Ruto declared Tuesday, as the first Africa Climate Summit began. Those who produce the garbage refuse to pay the bill, Ruto said, echoing others who have also called for a carbon tax imposition. Meanwhile, Macron, president of France, suggested the imposition of a global tax to subsidize a green agenda to mitigate climate change. Now, it turns out climate change is a complete fraud. I have done a series of 10 different programs on climate change with Joe Olson. I'm going to add a link here for today's show so you can check them out on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. The Real Deal Climate Change Myth versus Reality. Very good stuff. You'll have no more illusions. Meanwhile, Turley suggests that Biden's use of fake names in his email could cause him legal problems. Last year at an event at the White House, former President Obama jokingly referred to the current president as Vice President Obama. No joke, because Barack is still calling the shots. At the time, it was described as the more popular politician reminding Biden who's boss. The needling carried an added bite, given reports of Obama's private doubts about Biden's judgment. But recently, it was learned that Biden went by a variety of code names and false names, including Robin Ware, Robert L. Peters, J.R.B. Ware, Celtic, and the Big Guy. The problem is there was work being discussed in these emails, including foreign travel and the hiring of associates of Hunter for high-level positions, contradicting claims that Biden has repeatedly asserted that were obviously false, but here you have proof. Meanwhile, we have Mark Meadows wanting to move his case in Georgia into the federal courts, which would pave the way for Trump doing the same. That's a good idea. Meanwhile, Ed Rollins, who's a sophisticated pollster and commentator, observes, no one is going to defeat President Trump. Even a former vocal DeSantis supporter is now admitted. No one in the Republican primaries is going to defeat President Trump, said Ed Rollins. He has a strong, solid base. It's gotten stronger as he's gone through these terrible indictments. The fact that he's been indicted on 91 counts is just absurd. No doubt about it. Absolutely correct. Meanwhile, and this is a very ironic aspect, DeSantis agreed to debate Gavin Newsom, but now the White House is getting very anxious about it, no doubt because DeSantis would clean his clock. DeSantis has proven he won't bow down to the LGBT agenda. He stopped drag queens from dancing in front of children. Girls' sports are protected thanks to DeSantis. He's blocked the transgender plan to allow males to change in girls' locker room. DeSantis signed the Heartbeat Act, banning abortion after 6 weeks, is a fierce protector of life. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom, California governor, thinks transgender activists should get special rights funded by taxpayer dollars. He's pro-abortion to the extent he has no problem allowing underage girls to get abortion without parental success. While Joe is just as radical as Gavin, Biden still attempts to hide his true agenda and pretends to be a moderate. But a DeSantis and Newsom debate would show the American people once and for all just how radical today's Democrats really are. And because, as I'm explaining, they actually want to run DeSantis as their lead candidate for 2024, having a debate with DeSantis would be devastating. Meanwhile, Dr. McCullough, who is just an heroic figure, has responded to Biden's rollout of a COVID booster for everyone. Biden has decided to roll out an already obsolete XBB 1.5 vaccine, an ill-fated attempt, as Eris EG 0.5 rolls in this fall. Listen to Biden press response. I told Dr. Sebastian Gorka, this is now Peter McCullough speaking, writing, PhD in political science, my mother Mary McCullough, age 83, breezed through presumed eras with just a head cold. This is the new, what's going to be the source of the new pandemic. No fever or pulmonary involvement. She used over-the-counter remedies, leading with viricidal nasal sprays and gargles. I want our most frail and elderly to know they can handle another bout of COVID-19 at home as my mother did in independent living. But they're going to try to manipulate the public once again. It will be gross. Meanwhile, Dr. Mengele 2.0 is eviscerated by the CIA news network, CNN, on mask efficiency. This is pretty damn fascinating. It is clearly now Dr. Fauci's turn to be disposed of by his handlers. The most prolific mass murder in world history was forced to admit on CNN that masks do less than zero for PSYOP 19. But the deranged doctor's fragile ego for why he was selected for the jab decades ago, really to promote it, would not allow him to be exposed as the murderous fraud it's always been. Instead, Fauci squirmed his way into yet another imbecile trust the science because I am the science lie. In other words, when he was being called out by the host that the jab doesn't protect against transmission and doesn't even protect against acquisition, he said there are other studies, Michael, that show that at an individual level for an individual, when you're talking about the effects on the epidemic or pandemic as a whole, the data is less strong. He's trying to claim the statistical data for populations is misleading because it's actually helpful to individuals. But that's frankly absurd. That can't possibly be correct because the statistical data is an accumulation of consequences for individuals. Meanwhile, one of America's leading medical journals, the Journal of the AMA, published a peer-reviewed paper studying the propagation of COVID-19 misinformation on social media. The article, which was riddled with major errors, labels true information as misinformation and exemplifies how relying on the government to decide what's true versus false can be so problematic and cost lives, argues Dr. Tracy Beth Hung, a physician epidemiologist. Well, the evidence is all totally one-sided. Meanwhile, and this is fairly absurd, John Rappaport reports, in an alarming judgment that brought free speech in Mexico under scrutiny, Rodrigo Ivan Cortez, a renowned pro-family advocate and former congressman, has been found guilty of multiple charges, including gender-based political violence. A punishment? A fine, forced apology, mandatory gender violence training, and perhaps most concerning, enrolling in a sanctions registry. The violence they're talking about is describing someone who prefers to be called a woman, a man. This is a linguistic. There's nothing violent about it. This is freedom of speech, or ought to be. Meanwhile, get this pretty damn interesting. Illinois tops the list of states Americans left in 2022. Really quite fascinating. Analysts following Illinois, California, New Jersey, Michigan, and Pennsylvania were the top four states from which Americans fled in 2022. Anaheim, Chicago, New York City, Riverside, and San Diego were the most fled cities. This has come from Allied Van Lines, which is doing the moving. They noted that the most moved two states in 2022 were both affordable and offered better financial security, which is likely why states like California lost residents to Texas and Arizona, which is also very popular. Meanwhile, and I think a lot of us are going to be disturbed by how it turns out that the Marxist lesbian head of the American Library Association says public education and libraries need to be sites of socialist organizing. I mean, give me a break. The communist head of the American Library Association said that public schools and libraries need to be sites of socialist organizing at the Socialism 2023 conference in Chicago over the weekend. Self-avowed Marxist lesbian Emily Drabinski was initially scheduled to be a featured speaker at the event, but her session was quietly canceled after conservative media publicized her Marxist leanings earlier this year, according to independent journalist Carla Moriansko, who infiltrated the event. The socialist conference featured dozens of far-left speakers, including infamous communists Bill Ayers and Angela Davis. The schedule included panels on kids as comrades, the environmental injustices of American capitalism, putting police abolition into practice, fighting for our lives, abortion and trans lives under attack, sex work, policing, and border abolition, building a utopian socialist vision, stop cop city, fighting fascism in Florida, family abolition today, and the coming transformation. The four-day event also held a radical drag show and a screening on how to blow up a pipeline. Think about that. Although Drabinsky was removed from the speaking roster, she still attended sessions at the conference, including a September 2nd panel entitled Freedom to Learn, Black and Asian American Solidarity Against Attacks on Anti-Racist Education. Presenters on this panel reportedly discussed how to smuggle socialist ideas like critical race theory into the classroom, even when the law outlaws it. They reportedly called the subversive effort fugitive pedagogy. Fugitive pedagogy. How disgusting is that? I mentioned the climate change series. I highly recommend it. Joe Olson and I have done a rather thoroughgoing job. There are 10 different events. Climate change myth versus reality. While Earth has undergone periods of warming and cooling, they turn out to be unrelated to CO2. For the absence of a correlation between increased CO2 and global warming means there cannot be a causal connection, or at least at best, only subtle, slight, and highly convoluted links between them. A correlation between two variables is a necessary condition for their causal connection, and in this case, that correlation does not exist, even over 600 million years of Earth's history. This is something you really need to get a grip on, because they're promoting the green agenda on the basis of any number of absurdities. I want to go back here, given the time permits, to where Tucker is talking with Larry Sinclair at the final few minutes of their conversation.
So, I got to ask you, I mean, I wasn't there. I can only assess what mm-hmm. you're saying. I don't see any obvious motive for you for gain, financial gain. You're not going to get rich doing this. And in fact, you haven't. You've gotten impoverished as a result of it. But like, if I'm a reporter, well, I was a reporter at the time, I remember thinking, well, that's an interesting story. But it seemed like nobody in the media wanted to follow up with you. And some people, like Ben Smith at Politico, who's a liar and a shill posing as a journalist, I reread the piece last night that he wrote saying, oh, it's ridiculous. Right off the first graph, it's ridiculous, these claims.
Well, I think I have an answer for why a lot of reporters did not want to follow up. And I think it would have something to do with what David Axelrod told a old Chicago Sun-Times reporter. Or no, Chicago Tribune reporter, John Crutzen.
Axelrod had been a reporter in Chicago before okay. getting into politics.
Well, John Crutzen worked for the Chicago Tribune. And John Crutzen actually came to Duluth, Minnesota and sat down with me and talked with me. And John Crutzen told me point blank that before he had flown out, that he had spoken to Axelrod and that Axelrod had told him that they were aware of who I was and that it was their intentions to destroy me. And that if any reporter had mentioned me to them, they would be completely cut off and that outlet would be completely cut off from access to the Obama campaign for the duration of the year. So I think that had a lot to do with why reporters didn't bring things up to the campaign, because everybody wanted access to, you know, the new savior. Nobody wanted to be blackballed and denied access to a historic campaign.
Yeah, but I mean, if it...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
So much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
And here's how they concluded their conversation. Check it out.
The guy's running for president, and credible information comes out that he's smoking crack and having sex with dudes. I mean, that seems like a story.
Well, it would be a story if the media really cared about telling people the truth about anything.
They're liars. And that Ben Smith is a liar.
Oh, Ben Smith's more than a liar, but you're right.
What do you mean more than a liar?
He's a complete fraud. Ben Smith, you know, I hear people talking about grifters. Ben Smith to me is a grifter. Ben Smith wrote an article saying that I had a 27-year
criminal history,
career criminal. And the funny thing is if you look my criminal history up, which I've published myself and provided from day one, my criminal history goes from 1980 to 1986. And everything I've ever done, I've owned it. I've never wasted taxpayer money. And any sentence I've ever been given, I've served. But he also said that I was a fugitive, that I was avoiding prosecution. I was trying to prevent from going to jail. None of that was true. But the media ran with it. Even Greta linked to it and said that people asked me why I would not interview Larry Sinclair. This is why. And she linked to Ben Smith's article. And notice his article was published right when I was preparing to do the press conference at the National Press Club. But hey, the National Press Club, so-called beacon for freedom of the press, they were just as involved in trying to keep the story from ever being...
It's interesting. I watched the other night, I watched your entire National Press Club appearance, and in it, you detail your intersections with law enforcement exhaustively.
Yeah.
Every time you've been arrested, you explain it. Every time you've done time, you explain it. So you didn't, what I could tell, hide your past.
No, why? You can't, I mean, I've never hidden my past in regular, everyday life. Why would I hide it in something like this?
So, I mean, you're the only person on this set who's had sex with Barack Obama. So I think you're... I don't know, expert on Obama, but you know more than most people. What's your assessment of him now?
I think he's the same grifter that he's always been. I think he's still very power hungry. I think Obama is calling the shots in the current Biden administration more than people are willing to admit. I think Obama is hell bent. I had made a statement during that press conference that I felt that Barack Obama being elected was going to push race relations in this country backwards 50 years. I am absolutely positive I was.
Yes. I think you've been vindicated on that.
Because race relations in this country has not only gotten pushed back, but everything's about race now. Everything is about victimization.
We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.